Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That means,
hey man,
it's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute,
that's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew, fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah,
Carl Dukes,
you're not listening,
and Mike Bell,
give me a freaking break,
are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
How are you feeling now, Atlanta? Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. They showed up, they bounced back, and I will tell you, I feel really good about it. You should too. And going to the bye week, it doesn't leave that taste in our mouth that Mike and I were so concerned and worried about, especially with Marcus Mariota at quarterback and Dan Quinn coming back into the building. None of that played out, Mike. The good news is the Falcons offense showed some life.
Yeah, man. And everything that we've been talking about going back to the summer about imagination from Zach Robinson. Now, I do think there's still some predictability there, but 313 yards for Michael Penix Jr. Bijan with a monster day, 185 yards. I mean, it's just, unbelievable day. The 106 yards receiving. You got Kyle Pitts involved in the red zone. I mean, you really couldn't ask for anything more. And I got to be honest, I took the under. I thought it was window dressing to bring Zach down here. I didn't like, Ike Hilliard getting fired last week, and I was afraid they might not react this way. They reacted the right way, Carl. They bounced back.
Yeah, look, they responded. The receiving core as a whole, I thought, responded. But, guys, the key to this, and look, I think it's going to be the key to all season. We ran the football effectively yesterday, and when we do that, it just makes things a lot easier for everybody. And give some kudos to your quarterback, man. Michael Penix showed, look, first of all, one game doesn't define your career. But a lot of guys cave after having a performance like he had. And, oh, by the way, I'm going to bench you at the end of the game. I know it's not permanent, but that affects people mentally. It didn't affect this kid. He came back, Mike. He balled out yesterday. I thought he was as efficient as we've seen him be. So you go from arguably his worst game to maybe his best game in his young career. Guys, he's going to have plenty more games down the road where we're like, wow, did you see that? What a throw. But yesterday, I thought a complete team effort, man. And I'm proud of these guys, the way they bounced back, because this, to me, was a gut check.
Really was. I mean, we're getting them off the field on third down. I wish they'd gotten them off the field on some of those fourth downs, probably a little bit closer than we should have allowed the Commanders to get in the fourth. But, guys, it's a big win. And as we said, do you care how you got, like Carl says, do you care where the money in your checking account comes from? Do you care how you got to 2-2? I don't like being 0-2 in the NFC South, but hey, here we are. And now we're going to have to really climb to win this division. We will have another chance, obviously, at the Bucs in Carolina. But and the Saints look just got awful if you saw them yesterday. But yeah, man, so many things to be excited about. Walking into the to Mercedes-Benz, talking to a couple of listeners. So funny because, Carl, I don't know about you. I don't walk around like, well, I don't know, like steak. Do you know who I am? We're talking to some listeners going down Northside. And my wife goes, you know, that's Mike Bell. And the guy goes, no way. We start chatting and we're having a good time. And I go, what do you think? He goes, I'm worried, man. This Mariota guy, this is bad juju. And I said, yes, Carl and I talked about this. It's setting up for what could be a real nightmare. None of that happened, guys. There was no falconitis. The better team won the game. And I don't want to hear about injuries because we've been dealing with injuries all season.
Yeah, and here's another
thing.
Yeah, it's true. It is true, Steak. Another thing is Parker Romo. Nice bounce back. Thank you. Now, look, he was indoors the first time. He was indoors yesterday. I don't want to make this about the outdoors, but he was another situation where he misses his first two the week before. You come out, you go 4-for-4 on extra points, 2-for-2 on field goals. Parker Romo, thank you. I don't want to be concerned about when we roll you out there, whether we're going to be able to put a kick through the upright. So there were a lot of things that we needed to see yesterday, and we saw them. And, oh, by the way, the defense continues to get after the quarterback. You guys realize we got 10 sacks through four games? That is the most since 2017.
Wow.
So all of a sudden now, the one concern that has been right front and center, can we get pressure? Are these guys going to be good up front? They are. They're showing up.
Mike Conte posted after the game yesterday, our boss, total offense, Falcons are 7th. It's in the whole NFL. And total defense, 3rd. Guys, I mean, I know that we want the sacks, and as Carl said, they're coming.
Yeah.
Sacks you up. Yeah, man, we're getting after it. I mean, aside from maybe one fourth down play, I think you feel really good about it. Xavier Watts gets another pick. Divine Diablo nearly had a pick, too.
He did, man. Look, I like what we're doing defensively. I've liked the way this defense has shown up since game one. Again, it wasn't their fault we lost the Tampa game. Missed tackles. Yes, missed opportunities, absolutely. But when you say as a whole, you can't be ranked that high, Mike, when your defense is playing through 4 weeks. That's a very good sample size. That's not 1 week. 4 weeks of football, and all of a sudden now we're being talked about as one of the top defensive units in the league. That's a good sign. So lots of things to be positive about, man. And look, as Mike said today on the pre-show, we invite you to join us. Every day, we do that around 11-ish, 11:15. Sometimes it moves, but it's live on Twitch and Twitter and YouTube and all of those places. And Mike said, for everything that was said last week, it was deserved. Look, when you were a kid and you got in trouble, your mom and dad didn't apologize when you did something stupid. They got after you. You learned. You hopefully corrected it. And then your parents moved on. Last week, you, I, and everybody had a right to say everything that they deserved, and they got it. But they also deserve this week the praise because this was a big win in a spot where you didn't want to lose going to the bye week, which would have just raised so many more questions, Mike. Mm. And now we can calm that down a little bit. We can say, okay, let's regroup. And how do we get ready for Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills? Because that's going to be a real test. I think the schedule's been difficult, but we're about to see the best quarterback we're going to see probably all season until we get to the playoffs, if that's in our future. 404-726-0929. It is our text line, guys. You can call us as well. How do you feel now? 404-726-0929. And if you do have a complaint, listen, it wasn't all good. Mike and I, we do had some bad things that we need to get corrected.
Special teams is one of them.
And look, Mike, this has kind of been an ongoing issue.
We're giving up way too many yards in the kicking game. Was I seeing things day-to-day, or was Jesse Bates playing special teams? A couple guys brought this up, and I'm like, I don't like that. I mean, yes, I know I don't need one of my veteran stars playing. If that's what you got to do to put 11 out there on the field, I don't like it.
Well, Xavier got hurt on special teams.
And so they had, but Jesse Bates?
I know.
But again, that's how it wound up. But I do think that they got to tighten that up. I mean, if you're gonna fire a wide receiver coach, some would say you need to have a talking to with your special teams coach because that's been a major problem. And then you touched on it earlier. I think, you know, the play calling, was it a little predictable? I don't know. We got results. I mean, you got the things we wanted to see. Bijan out wide. Bijan catching the ball. Pitts in the red zone we already talked about for a touchdown. And Algier, I love the Wes Drewham. I said Wes Drewham call. We'll play it for you later. But Algier, That's why we love this guy. One of the things I do hate, we were talking about this in Section 342, you won't have money for everybody in the offseason. I hate to lose Tyler Allgeier, Carl, but he's going to kind of be like a luxury item.
Yeah.
Hopefully you can draft another guy who can step into that role and be as tough as him. But to have a guy who's humble, doesn't get upset about his role, and when his number is called, he freaking delivers.
He does. And offensively, look, we'll dive into this because I think for as much conversation as there's been about the pistol, again, let's back off a little bit. It's not going anywhere.
They're not going to change it.
We're going to continue to run it. And when it's ran effectively, you see the results. When it's not, and we don't execute, you also see those results. So I don't know about all this overextended conversation about one formation in a very extensive offense. It's not the offense. It's just part of it. And when they run it, guys, they ran it yesterday pretty damn good. Mike's right. 404-726-0929. Want to hear from you. It is a Falcon Monday. If you are wondering, well, y'all ain't going to talk about the other stuff? You mean Georgia? Yes, we are. We will certainly talk about that.
I'm going to answer that question.
Kirby, I get it, but we got to, and we will address it. There were huge matchups over the weekend, but right here in our backyard, we were in Athens on Friday. And by the way, thanks to everybody that came by Grindhouse. We had a great time up there getting ready for the game. It was a great atmosphere, by the way. But, Mike, these slow starts are killing Georgia.
Yeah, and that's the thing. A lot of folks, and I said this to Carl last week, I wasn't really sold on Schumann. Is there anybody better out there? We've talked about the offensive line. Sam Pittman is now available, by the way, if you want to bring him in. And a lot of Georgia fans are feeling maybe it's time to take the defensive analyst prefix off of Will Muschamp. And again, we don't know to what degree Will's involved in the weekly plan, but a lot of folks feel maybe Will Muschamp's the guy should be on that sideline.
He's watching his son, who's playing at Vandy. So that's the reason why he took some time off. I don't know if that means, you know.
It's not an option.
Correct.
Right.
I don't know. But, Mike.
And that's just one option for Kirby.
I'll say this. If you're telling me Saturday night, and we're going to dive more into it, their offensive coordinator out-schemed and out-thought your defensive coordinator. And it wasn't even close. And I get it. Glenn Schumann's trying to react to adjustments. And Ryan Grubb was a dude on Saturday night. His play calling was off the charts, and he had everybody guessing. They're going to go right. They're going to go left. Wait a minute. They're going to throw a ball to their tackle?
Right.
I mean, like, he didn't care about what you thought they might do. He did completely opposite, and I thought Schumann and Mike was on his heels all night trying to adjust. And look, they did a better job in the second half, but you mentioned it. They're eating clock. And they literally didn't allow the Dogs to have the amount of time of possession they needed. And then when they did, obviously they didn't execute at the end of the game. But I got to give Alabama credit. And, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say it. Alabama! It pains me.
Yeah.
But that was a hell of a game.
But, again, if you had Caden Proctor for 11 yards and nearly scoring a touchdown on your bingo card, you are clairvoyant. That was one that they were ready for on the broadcast. They saw it in practice. That play kind of, to Carl's point, epitomized the imagination and the great play. Anytime Georgia was in zone, it was like they were picking him apart. Man-to-man, they couldn't cover him. And think about this. I mean, it could have been even worse if Ryan Williams hauls in that first touchdown.
Ooh.
You know, and then, of course, Georgia can't. I mean, a huge drop for a freshman. The cash play, you've got like three replacement linemen on Georgia's line. So I understand the logic as Kirby tried to defend it, said he'd run it. I'd run that play 10 times. But you just couldn't get it because you couldn't execute the block. And when it goes like that, people are saying, that's your best option there?
I didn't like the play.
I know they says they used the play against.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tennessee, nobody liked to play.
Yeah, I definitely didn't like to play. And I'll say this, too. It's a big moment. I know they went hurry up. Did you have to? Right?
I mean, get it right. I mean, I understand. They're trying to catch Alabama flat-footed, but still.
I agree. I didn't want them to sub personnel. But my thing is, this is our opportunity. Lots to talk about.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.